should if you ask me nicely. I'll write you up, well, don't tell me twice. Quote you directly or pay the price. Peel off your skin like a thin veneer. If something tells me something that I didn't hear from you. Who's got the dope? Who's got the potential? Eddie O'Hara, confidential. With different drugs, the gold plate battles with the half-ass flags, the jaw climb body that was full of slugs. She was trading favors for footnote plugs. Who has got the needle? Who has fit the first? A morphine tattoo, one unquenchable thirst. Who's got your girlfriend? And who had her first? Reading her column was essential. Eddie O'Hara, confidential. Could kill a man with a single stroke. She is not the one you want to provoke. If you can't take the heat or you can't take a joke. Who's got the dope? Who's got the potential? Eddie O'Hara, confidential. There's a gentleman calling to a Cumberland Rancher and a stupid beaver in a coated trench. You place a line or two at the foot of the page. You are included the latest rage with your true dimensions and your actual age. Trade a life of scandal for a career on the stage. These little things seem inconsequential. Set the patio horror confidential. Came home from the debutante ball, passed out drunk on the bathroom floor. Girl bell called after taking a peek at the secret drawer of atomic secrets. Repeating something that I whispered about. They have to take it, but they can't dish it out. Who's cleaning up his act? And I'm breaking the bank. But unfortunately, didn't remember to thank me. Now the rumor is doing the rounds that his only friend of villains and scoundrels.
A reputation curl like yellow smoke. She named the wrong man and the story she broke. She had an unfortunate character trait, the irresistible impulse to assassinate.
But the damage it did was quite substantial to Eddie O'Hara confidential. They got witch trials now with witches to spare and a jukebox jury full of judgment and fury with bright neon dresses and star. She was thrown to the wolves and the dogs and the foxes once they had their fill of shares and stocks. The case is unforgiving if your morals are lax. Pointing manicured fingers and making a mockery with voices that sound like broken crockery.